And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Castle on Yorick Hill Road. We came back to Cincinnati after our ill-fated visit to the island in Lake Michigan. We were caught in a storm there. We got a job at Mrs. Saxville's summer estate, serving a party, a very large party of society people, and Mayor Plumfront turned up with Limburger cheese sandwiches, and we got kicked out of the place, and so we came back to Cincinnati. We thought Mrs. Saxville, the rich lady, was very angry with us, and then we got a telephone call as she invited us to come out to her house.
Well, Big John, how come Mrs. Saxville came home to Cincinnati from her private island up in the middle of Lake Michigan?
I don't know, Sparky, but I'll bet it has something to do with the fact that she has invited us over to her home to talk about something.
Well, I don't know if we can trust her, Big John.
Oh, for goodness sake, Sparky, don't be so skeptical.
Well, I don't know either, Buster. I agree with the lad. I don't think that we should trust her either. Up until yesterday, she didn't like none of us and told us that she didn't want Yuki associating with the likes of us. And now, all of a sudden, like, she invites us over to her home on Yorick Hill Road.
Well, perhaps she's decided that we're not so bad after all.
Well, now, ain't that nice? Ain't that just too nice of her for words? So, we're not so bad after all, hey? Well, I'd like to know what were so bad about us in the first place.
Well, maybe she's inviting us over to apologize to us for her actions.
Yeah, and maybe she's inviting us over to ball us out for serving Limburger cheese sandwiches and marinated herring to her rich high society friends at her party.
Oh, now, Sparky, I've already told you that Mrs. Saxville was pleasantly surprised when she discovered that her friends liked the Limburger cheese and marinated herring. Why, she said they made a big hit at the party.
Yeah, it's a likely story. A likely story.
You mean to tell me, Mayor, that you think Mrs. Saxville wouldn't tell the truth?
Well, it ain't that I think that she would lie, Buster. It's just that I wouldn't believe anything she says. You seem to forget, Buster, that she is a member of the opposite party here in our grand and glorious city. Why, she has never voted for me, nor any of my fellow constituents in any election that I know of. She always votes for the other party, and a woman who does not vote for Plumfront is a woman who cannot be trusted, I always say.
Yeah, I'll bet you do always say that. Well, you know, one of the principles of this wonderful country of ours, Mayor, is the right for everyone to vote for whom they please. Now, don't get excited. Just sit down there while Sparky goes upstairs and closes the bedroom windows before we leave for Mrs. Saxville's house.
Well, all right. All right.
Uh-oh. 8 o'clock.
How can you tell? Clock ain't even stopped striking yet.
Well, it just so happens from where I'm sitting here on the couch, I can see the clock out in the hall. It says 8 o'clock.
Oh.
See, now there's a perfect example of how wrong you can be when you're skeptical.
You telling me what time it is and Mrs. Saxville trying to tell us that she wants us to be friends with her is two different things. I do not trust that there woman.
Well, I think she's sincere, and I'm very anxious to see what she wants to talk to us about when we go over to see her at her house on Yorick Hill Road.
Well, I'm not as anxious to find out what she's got to say as I am to see what the inside of that there big castle where she lives
okay,
looks
Big
like.
John,
I've
I'll
always
up there
wondered.
Because it's a good thing, too.
Why? Is it starting to rain?
Yeah, just started.
That's probably just a summer shower. Well, okay, let's get going. It's quite a drive out to Yorick Hill Road. Probably take us close to an hour to get there, which means it'll be past 9 o'clock before we get inside the Saxville estate.
Wow, hey, did you see that flash of lightning that just streaked across the sky? Why, it lit up the whole countryside as bright as day. I wish I had my camera along. I'd like to try to get a picture of something like that.
And what was that you were saying before, Buster, about this probably being nothing more than a summer shower?
Yeah. Looks like this turned out to be a real He-Man-sized storm.
It seems like everywhere we go lately there's a storm.
Yeah. Only I don't mind storms when we're on dry land. It's when we have storms like the one we had out there in Lake Michigan and I started wishing that we were somewhere else.
I like storms. I think they're fun. I like to watch the lightning. I think it's sort of pretty. Now, I really like to listen to the wind and the rain. You know, if you listen real close when there's a storm, Big John, the wind almost sounds like it's singing a song.
You know, when I was a little boy, my mama used to tell me that the wind was the Earth's voice, and that when there's a storm and the wind was a-blowing, it was old Mother Earth calling to all her children to come in out of the rain before they all got wet.
Yeah, boy, isn't that something?
Say, there's something fishy around here, Buster.
Something fishy? What do you mean?
Well, take a look up there at the top of that hill. Here we are on Yorick Hill Road. Now, up there at the edge of the hill, you can see the sacks full of state. See it silhouetted against the western sky there?
Oh, yeah. See it, John?
Yeah.
There's a little light in the sky, and the house looks just like the shadow of a big castle out there in the sky.
Yeah, but what's fishy about it, Mayor?
Do you see any lights lit in any of those windows? There's no lights on in the whole place. Doesn't that seem funny to you?
Well, I don't know. We're still a little distance from the house. Maybe we just can't see the lights from here.
Well, we ought to be able to see lights in the window.
Well, I don't know, Mayor. It's pretty hard to see through this rain.
Now, should be able to see lights in the windows of the mansion there. Buster, there's something fishy about this, and I don't like it.
Come on, Mayor, cut it out. You certainly are skeptical today.
Well, come on, Big John, come on, step on the gas. Let's get up there and see if there are lights on the inside.
Around
this place.
Just like I said, there ain't a light in the whole place, not a single one lit.
I see. I wonder why.
Search me. Probably part of the trick Mrs. Saxbo has up her sleeve.
Well, let's try to get inside so we can find out what kind of a trick Mrs. Saxbo's gonna pull on us.
Yeah, okay, come on. Okay, let's get out of the car. Open the door there, Sparky lad, and get out. All right, here we go.
Why, sure is raining.
Well, it's a good thing we wore these raincoats.
I wonder how we get inside. I guess this big iron gate is probably locked.
I suppose so.
Is there a button or something around here where you ring a bell so as it'll ring up in the house? Maybe they open this here gate by a remote control. Oh, wait, hey, here's one. Here, let me push it there.
I don't understand why there are no lights in the house.
Boy, that castle sure looks spooky in the storm, doesn't it? Hey, look! The gate is opening by itself. Oh, I'll bet this castle is haunted.
Don't get excited, Sparky. The gate opened because you were leaning up against it. It probably wasn't even locked. Now, let's go on inside, walk up the front door of the castle. If anyone is at home, they'll let us in.
And I still say that there's something fishy about this.
All right, come on, close the gate and let's go on, get out of the rain.
Oh, thank God, this place gives me the creeps. Honey, hold on to your hand.
Okay, if you're afraid, hold on. But there isn't anything to be afraid of.
I'm not scared, it's just that this place is kind of, you know, like a little creepy.
Yeah, I know just how you feel. Hey, look out. Where'd them big dogs come from? Run for your lives, fellas. Them there dogs are ferocious. Come on, let's get going out of here.
Come on, Mayor.
Make it for that tree. We'll never make it up here. Come on. I'm already going up the tree. Come on, here, Spike.
Come on, we got up the tree before those dogs bite the sheep right out of our pants. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Big dogs. Listen to them growl and bark. Look at those teeth. Boy, there's some watchdogs. I sure wouldn't want to be bit by one of them. Well, now I wonder how long we're going to be up in this tree before somebody comes and calls off the dogs. Oh, this is a mess. Which is worse, those big ferocious dogs or that spooky-looking castle? I think right now I'd rather be inside that castle away up on the hill there and away from the dogs. And maybe if I were inside that spooky-looking castle, I'd rather be here with the dogs. Boy, we're really up a tree this time.